Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New evidence in the federal election case against Donald Trump. The federal judge overseeing special counsel Jack Smith's case unsealing a 165-page filing. The new evidence is a response to the Supreme Court immunity ruling. It argues that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not those of a president, but rather the illegal deeds of a losing candidate. Trump says the new evidence amounts to interference in this upcoming election. The dock worker strike is continuing nationwide. How long until you feel the effects?
Analysts expect we will start to see the impacts of higher prices and possible shortages if this lasts another 1 to 2 weeks. And the first place you'd be impacted is groceries, especially produce, including 75% of the nation's banana supply. Those foods spoil, so retailers couldn't stock up ahead of time.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the Port of Elizabeth in New Jersey. The death toll from Hurricane Helene now has hit 189. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report finds Wisconsin is heading toward a potential senior care crisis. Forward Analytics says the number of people in Wisconsin aged 75 and older is expected to go up by about 75% in the next 20 years. That means a need for almost 60,000 new nursing home beds and 99,000 nurses and other staff by 2040. Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump by 4 points in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says independents have been trending for Harris since Joe Biden left the race.
Independents have bumped up to 60 or a little above 60% for Harris. Seen it twice in a row, I think, is worth noting.
Harris campaigns in Ripon today. Trump will be in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith visited Duluth on Wednesday as part of the Fighting for Reproductive Freedom bus tour. The bus tour seeks to energize voters by highlighting the differences between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump on reproductive freedom. Vice President Harris has made restoring the protections of Roe v. Wade a major staple of her campaign, while former President Trump has repeatedly bragged about being responsible for it being overturned by the Supreme Court. Two residents were displaced after an apartment fire in Ashland on Monday afternoon. According to the Ashland Fire Department, crews responded to the fire at a three-story, multi-use building on Main Street West at around noon on Monday. When they arrived, they found flames coming from the second-story apartment windows and residents waving their hands for help from both residential floors. Firefighting crews managed to contain the fire and there were no fatalities. Officials are still trying to determine the cause of the fire. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Willie Adames was impressed by Chourio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play Game 3 tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy at times this afternoon. High today, 68, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 68 by Saturday. Sunny and breezy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high.
Kamala Harris's economic plan is focused on lowering costs for families so you can keep more of your paycheck. That starts with the cost of housing. For first-time homebuyers, she's offering $25,000 in down payment assistance. To build wealth, her plan offers up to $50,000 in new startup tax deductions. This is exactly how we can build generational wealth and strengthen our community so we can get the chance to do more than just get by, but to get ahead.
You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my top priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. The fallout from the Jack Smith filing continues, plus Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to talk to my fellow blue-collar workers. And for those of you who don't know, that's what I am. That's who I am. I spent 32 years in industry. I'm a blue-collar guy. I'm proud of it. And so, you know, there's some things going on now that I don't understand. When I was a blue collar worker, we knew that Democrats were the ones that looked out for our best interests. We knew that. The majority of us voted Democrat, blue collar workers. We were the backbone of the Democratic Party. What happened? 855-752-4842. So I was reading this article in today's The New Yorker and on yesterday, but I was reading it today, this morning. Can Harris stop blue-collar workers from defecting to Donald Trump? What? Blue-collar workers? You know, the one thing that we always understood as blue-collar workers was that Democrats were the ones who always were concerned about us. If what I'm saying is inaccurate, 855-752-4842, correct me. But today, you know, blue-collar workers across this nation, many of them are turning against the Democratic Party because they're saying the Democratic Party turned against them. And I don't know what they're talking about. President Joe Biden and his plan that he put together to address the issues that many blue-collar workers were suffering from was stopped by Republicans. They chose not to allow his plans to move forward. Those plans were earmarked towards helping those people in rural Wisconsin, rural America, and people who used to be in the strong Democratic strongholds. He attempted to address that. It was the Republican Party that turned it down. It's just a fact. So I don't understand. Let me read a couple paragraphs of this. In June 2016, Scott Sautrich, the president of the United Steelworkers Local 2227, a branch based in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, drove for half an hour to a union hall in Pittsburgh where Hillary Clinton was holding a campaign rally. Sautrich was hoping that Clinton, whom the USW had just endorsed, would talk about jobs in the steel industry. Instead, she focused on the character flaws of Donald Trump, calling him temperamentally unfit and totally unqualified. As Sautrich listened, he grew frustrated. What did she plan to do for the workers? Afterwards, he told me. Clinton shook hands with the supporters. Sautrich stood there in his union shirt, but Clinton didn't extend her hand to him. "Hey, Hillary," he called out, prompting her to turn around. "I'm the union president. We really need your help." He remembers her saying curtly, "Oh, I will help," then leaving. That November, Sautrich voted for Clinton. But this fall, he's backing Donald Trump in part because he believes that Democrats don't actually care about the working class, a group defined by posters as people without college degrees. If Sautrich was still running Local 2227, he might have felt pressure to keep his decision private since the USW, like most unions, is supporting Kamala Harris. But he left his post in 2022 and is now free to speak his mind. Most of the rank and file workers Sautrich knows share his view, and he told me, regardless of what that union leader say publicly, "I don't care what you see on TV," he said, "the grunts in the lunchroom love Trump." Now, I do know that what he is saying, as far as, you know, most of the union members, or quite a few of those union members, support Donald Trump. And I don't, you know, for the life of me, well, the Democrats turned away from us. They left us in the lurch. And so we can't vote Democrat anymore. We've got to vote Republican. And what have the Republicans promised you? Nothing. You know, it's one thing to say the Democrats turned their back on us, but then you would expect that the people you're going to vote for are offering you something. What have they offered? 855-752-4842. It's not enough to say the Democrats turned their backs on us, so we're going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay, let's say I buy that. Well, then there's got to be some rationale for why you're going to vote for the other guy. Not long ago, America's steel mills and factories were full of loyal Democrats. These union members understood that in the struggle between labor and capital, Republicans sided with management. Where has that changed? 855-752-4842. That's still there. Republicans are siding with management. They always have, they always will. Donald Trump is representing the Republican Party, whether he's that or not, you know, That's a horse of a different color. But the truth of what I'm talking about is Republicans clearly side with management. Democrats side with the unions. So how is it possible that if you're a union member and unions have been under attack, not by Democrats, they've been under attack by Republicans as long as throughout my entire life. I'm a union guy, right? I know who's been on our side and who hasn't been on our side. Maybe one of the problems is, and I've said this to union leaders for a long time, union leaders have dropped the ball because they haven't trained or educated their members. And so members become members of the unions without knowing anything about the history of the unions and the union struggle and the union fight. And so people walk into unions today and say, I don't need the union. The union is for weak people. You know, I'm a great worker, so management is going to take care of me. They don't know. That's not how it works. Not long ago, America's steel mills and factories were full of loyal Democrats. These union members understood that in a struggle between labor and capital, Republicans sided with management. One of the workers who shared this outlook was Sartre's father, Herman, a retired steel worker and the person who introduced me to Scott. When Herman was young, he told me employees knew there wasn't a Republican in the, I don't know, can I say goddamn? Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, that's what it says. It's a goddamn world that ever tried to help the working guy out. Herman, an 83-year-old who wears a ring inscribed with the USW logo on his right hand, still believes this. He raised his children, 5 sons and a daughter, in a household that he thought would instill the same perspective in them. To his dismay, 3 of his sons support Trump. I don't know where I screwed up, he said, with a sigh. Blue-collar workers supporting Donald Trump. That's an oxymoron, man. I don't even know how that should even be possible. You know, 855-752-4842. You know, I noticed some of you out there in the audience who are like that. So, if you will, give you a fair shot. Explain that to a guy like me who's a union man at heart. I'm still a union man. So, you'd have a hard time explaining to me how you being a union guy are willing to support a guy who's anti-union. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me. and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Again, I am a lifelong union member, proud Smith Steel Workers 19806 for 34 years. You know, I this past Saturday, I reconnected with many of those people that I worked with for 34 years. The youth of my life was spent in a union, and I'm proud of it and proud to have been a part of a union and the benefits I'm still enjoying today. Let me read this last paragraph, and I go right to the phone lines. You know, the argument is why now many union members are now all of a sudden voting for Donald Trump and Republicans. The shifting political allegiances of blue-collar voters have made it increasingly difficult for Democrats to compete in much less carry parts of the country they once dominated. In 1984, Walter Mondale won 10 counties in western Pennsylvania, home to the state's once thriving steel industry. In 2016, Hillary Clinton lost all but one, contributing to her defeat in Pennsylvania and consequently in the election. Some of the union members who had long turned out for Democrats had either moved away after their factory shut down or become MAGA Republicans. And a new generation of blue-collar voters was emerging, one that was less likely to belong to unions and vote Democrat. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Well, we've talked about election integrity and suggested those people questioning it volunteer at our polls. And I was in low-level management, but my husband, who was union, was first to join the Democratic Party, oh, I would say in the 80s at least. And he was a card-carrying union member. And I joined later as a low-level manager. But one thing I noticed, every time the union would get a raise, we would get a little upgrade also. But my recommendation is join the Democratic Party. I finally did when they started caging, when Trump started separating families and caging children. I joined the party. I voted to have an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. That's how you can affect policy, by joining a party. That's my comment. Thank you.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Just a couple of points. I know that I don't understand how people tend to vote against their own best interests, because I know that the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration saved the pensions for union workers. And
the truckers, they saved the pension for the truckers. Go ahead.
Yes. And if I'm correct, about maybe a month ago, I know I heard a call with Donald Trump and Elon Musk where Trump and Elon Musk was laughing about him firing the people that were trying to start a union.
Yes.
At Elon Musk company, and he thought it was funny. I'll never understand it, Earl. I know that Donald Trump talked about how he didn't pay his people overtime pay that worked overtime. And I know that when the Polish workers worked on his casinos, he took them to court, didn't want to pay them their money that he owed them. So people talk about how a great guy this man is, and he's horrible for business. How do you and I could open up a casino, Earl, and we'd be living on Easy Street. How do you bankrupt the casino?
You know, Charles, it is just nonsensical that blue-collar workers are willing to vote for a man who cares nothing at all about them. At all. He doesn't even know that they exist. He basically looks at them as vermin. And yet, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. The Democrats have forgotten us, and they don't care about us anymore. I don't know where they get that from. You know, they certainly don't know, and again, I blame unions for not educating their workers to what the purpose of the union is. And so people who individually think that they're bigger than the union, and I'm a better and harder worker, and so I deserve more, well, then don't be a part of the union. But to sit around, and I guarantee you, when you need the union, well, you've already benefited. You're getting your benefits because of other people who paid the price. Nothing you did. I don't care how smart you think you are. When you join the union, you may think you're the brightest bulb, but nothing you did gave you the benefits and the things that you have. People long before you had already paved the way and paid the price. That's just a fact. 855-752-4842. Hang on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers may be looking for a new home on cable TV. The operator of Bally Sports was in bankruptcy court yesterday. Its reorganization plan includes cutting ties with seven teams under contract for next year, including the Brewers. A final hearing on Bally's reorganization plan is November 14th. Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say more people need to be aware of the opportunities.
There maybe are some old ideas about what working in the trades means. These are not temporary jobs. These are meant to be careers.
That's Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Lake Superior Zoo has announced the addition of two new members to their animal family. According to zoo officials, two baby cotton-top tamarin twins have joined the zoo and seem to be healthy and doing well. The animal is considered critically endangered with less than 2,000 estimated in the wild and is protected under the Species Survival Plan. They only have a 50% chance of survival, whether in the wild or in captivity. The zoo says the best time to get a look at the new additions is between noon and 2 p.m. Superior Mayor Jim Payne shared his 2025 budget proposal with the City Council on Tuesday. In the proposal, Mayor Payne focused on a reduction in the tax levy and city's debt, as well as highlighting infrastructure projects like the solar panels at the fire hall. If approved by the City Council, the budget would decrease the tax levy for the second year in a row and reduce the city's debt for the seventh year in a row. The budget also includes a $10 million bond to fund the fire hall if grant funding from the EPA doesn't come through. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy at times this afternoon. High today, 68, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 68 by Saturday. Sunny and breezy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all about election security, what happens to ballots after you cast your vote. Hour number two, Alexander Vindman, should be fascinating. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Never will understand how rural blue-collar workers or blue-collar workers from urban areas or wherever are going to be voting for Donald Trump and Republicans, especially knowing exactly what Republicans have done to blue-collar workers. Don't understand it. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. So we have a former president who for the last 4 years has been spouting everything to ruin this country on, so it'd be benefiting him from the stock market crashing to interest rates going sky high, sitting there speaking about how towns are going to become ghettos and all this kind of stuff. And then a man he had a meeting with this recently who owns a couple of mansions, owns a few yachts and everything, happens to be the president of the Longshore Union, which just went on strike. Don't you think that's – and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do find it kind of odd that they picked now, before the election, to go on strike, to mess with our economy, to really get people upset with the unions, because they're going to blame the unions on this. They're not going to blame anyone else, and put a bad mark on them so the Republicans, can talk about how bad the unions are for people, that if they didn't have a union, this never would have happened.
You know, Tom, not only is what you just said clearly a possibility that this is going to certainly interfere, but, you know, not only are they going to blame the unions, they're going to blame Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And of course, Donald Trump is going to say, if I was president, this wouldn't have happened. But, your point is valid, man. Well taken. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You see, I see nearsightedness and also an ability to fact check from the people who's making those decisions, because they hear from Trump, we're going to bring those factories back.
Right.
Well, you send them out in the begin with, and now you're going to bring it back. It's one, and it's a new generation who's not you, Earl, who didn't see, who didn't fight.
Right.
Who doesn't have a pension most of the time anymore. And now they questioning of how are they going to survive after the factory leave, or they have to go on the retirement. And 401k, what was developed instead of pensions, are no good, which is, again, thank you to Republicans, because they messing around with the stock market. As of we speak, and I completely agree with the previous caller, that it's too orchestrated to the point, because the request of itself that you will never going to use any technology versus human is just silly. You come up with something who never, ever will be able to ground you.
Hey, Karina. Thank you very much for the call. Agree with you totally. Let's go to Mark from Sussex. Good morning to you, Mark. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Just one quick point. First of all, not all blue-collar workers are union. There's a lot of blue-collar workers that are non-union. So that has a lot to do with it as well. The second thing about this whole strike that bothers me the most, and I am going to blame Joe Biden on this, is he's more pro-union than he is pro our nation. He can't go to that union and say, you know, you guys got to get this resolved because, and, you know, give in to the owners or the big business owners or whatever, because he's supposed to be Mr. Union, if you recall. So again, 2 points. I'll listen to your comment. Thank you, Earl.
Well, number one, Mark, you know, the president is not going to interfere with this at the onset. And, you know, if things get to a point where, you know, they may be forced, he's going to allow things to work their way through the process as he's supposed to, and allow this thing to work his way through. He can't unilaterally tell people who have a right to strike that they can't do it. You know, that there are entities in this country who can't strike, the police, the fire people. That's a completely different story. The military, they can't strike, but he can't tell them they can't strike. And you can't blame Joe Biden for this. I think, you know, that's the point, right? Joe Biden has nothing to do with a decision that was made. And I think it was Tom from West Dallas earlier who kind of pointed out to why this decision was made right now. I get it. It's politics, clearly politics, and it will certainly bring pain and will impact and affect the outcome of the election. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I want to drill down to the bedrock of this thing, and maybe I hope this last guy that just called is listening. Okay, Project 2025, the FLSA, okay, the Fair Labor Act, they're going to get rid of that.
Yes.
That is going to cause overtime. And then how about the NLRA, which was fought for in 1935 by the Teamsters? People lost their lives. They were injured for life trying to fight for a fair wage. Remember the movie Hoffa? Yeah, he was no choir boy, but guess what? He was fighting for the Teamsters Union. If these idiots get in office, the NLRA will go away, and the people will not be able to form any kind of unions. Okay?
You know, Brendan.
So the project leader, go ahead.
Also, the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. Go ahead.
Exactly. So while all these clowns are out there, and I can't wait for CJ to call and tell us all how Trump doesn't know anything about Project 2025. That's a load of bull. Okay.
Well,
so while all these people are out there blaming Biden for something he has nothing to do with, while he's trying to take care of hundreds of thousands of people that are in such distress in my industry right now, I'm dealing with these storms in Florida where people have lost their homes and their livelihoods. You know, it's just amazing.
Well, you know,
and
Brendan,
Draggett has been a friend of Trump's for years.
Hey, Brendan, we're going to be talking about that on tomorrow's show. So thank you very much for bringing it up. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is the last caller is absolutely right about Project 2025. You think you got it bad now. It is only get worse if Trump gets into office and his MAGA friends take control of this country. We have to fight for our unions. And this stock strike, yeah, it's politically incited, and it's to make Harris and Biden look bad. But these people have gone on for years without a raise. And if people really think about it, they deserve a raise. They deserve to to get good health care. They do an admirable job at what they're doing. So we need to support them. And yes, will we have to maybe possibly tighten our belts a little? We might have to. But we have to be united and we have to support our workers. And this is why we have these programs. This is why we have these unions, people. You need a union, because without a union, you won't have health care. You won't have Medicare. All that stuff is up there, hanging up there, which if Project 2025 gets there, this will all go away. This will all dissolve.
Hey, Susan.
You have to look at this.
Susan, thank you very much for the call. Agree with you totally. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Well, good morning, Earl. Well, the Teamsters sure figured out who supports them and who doesn't. The Teamsters decided for the first time in 20 years not to side with the Democrats because the workers have more money in their pocket when you know who was in office?
Hey, CJ. You know, you're nauseating, you know, because you spout things and you talk about the Teamsters. The majority of the Teamsters members said they were voting Democrat, and it was the Teamsters president who was at the Republican convention and who said and who spoke as if he was speaking on behalf of the Teamsters members. Maybe you don't remember that, but that's exactly what happened. The majority of the Teamsters members said they're supporting the Democrats. And Kamala Harris, did you not hear that?
No, they didn't. 70% of the rank and file said they're supporting Trump. You need to do
CJ, let me ask you this. So, you know, union members, when you and I were young, voted Democrat. So why are they voting Republican today?
Community is figuring out. The Democrats.
They're figuring out what? What are they figuring out?
Black men are going to vote for Trump. And you know that, Earl. That's why you're terrified.
CJ. I don't mind having a dialogue and a conversation with you, but you believe in fiction. You know, you're spouting fiction. If you are so jaded that you think more black men are going to vote for Donald Trump than are going to vote for Kamala Harris, you live in a fictional world, man. It's hard to talk to somebody who is a caricature and who can't even comprehend reality. Because you just said that I'm afraid that more black people are going to vote for Donald Trump than Kamala Harris. Well, you keep believing that, okay? You keep believing that. And I hope more conservatives and Republicans like you believe that. But you can rest assured that's a figment of your imagination. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. As a matter of fact, right away.
Good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl, my girl. She used to be my girl.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Cowboys and girls. I remember when I used to play shoot 'em up.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's always great to hear that CJ knows more about the black community than I do. Hey, CJ, I've only been black for 70 years, and I think I know just a little bit more about my community than you do. Let's go to Roberto from Chicagoland. Good morning to you, Roberto. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Yes, sir.
I'm a local Teamster, and my local hall voted for Kamala Harris.
So you're a local Teamster. So are you finding that some of your coworkers are leaning towards Donald Trump?
We might have 5 out of 80 guys. It's not that many. And you know those are the guys who don't participate. They're in the union, but they don't participate in nothing. They show up to no meetings. They don't. Those are like loners.
So why do you vote Democrat?
Why? Because I know where my bread is buttered at. I got to eat. I need benefits. I got to take care of my kids and my family.
Well, man, listen, I wish like I... go ahead.
It's like a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders.
Hey, Roberto, man, thank you. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Cindy, you say what?
Well, first of all, with the longshoremen strike, all Biden has to do is go and join their picket line. That'll fix everything. And as far as CJ goes, I will say that, like your last caller, the Teamsters have not endorsed Trump. Some of them may have, but the National did not. They're leaving it open to their locals to endorse. And what CJ doesn't understand is there, yes, there are people that support Trump that are the criminal. I'm calling him the criminal felon, that are people that are of the union. But they do not understand, and I'm going to repeat, they do not understand that they are voting against their own best interests.
Hey, Cindy, well said as always. Let's go to Jean from McClare. Good morning to you, Jean. You say what?
Okay, URW, yeah, family members, years and years. Okay. Safety to workers, environmental working condition, lifting weights, safety belts for people, ear protection,
eye protection.
Yes. They never had that before. And guess what? Donald Trump loves asbestos. He thinks that's the greatest invention there ever was. Asbestosis people, be aware. So anyway, thank you for taking my call. God darn it, Union, you go. And remember Foxconn, big Foxconn. Thank you,
Gene. Eric from Tulsa, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Well, about the union membership thing, I mean, white men have dominated union membership's roles since they've existed in the U.S., and around 60% of white men vote for the Republican candidate every time, based not on economic statistics, but due to a lifetime of conditioning. From the crib to the grave, we, the white people, are conditioned to fear, hate, and distrust anybody and everybody who doesn't live, love, and worship like we do. Add to that a lifetime of misogyny, and voila, white male supremacy is in our heads before we even know it hit us. And as the son of a Teamsters retiree, I believe the vast majority of union members aren't voting based on economic or labor statistics. They're simply voting based on whatever group they were already conditioned to fear, hate, and distrust. And this is only reinforced when they look around their shop and they see mostly white men. And by the way, my Teamster retiree father will definitely be voting for Vice President Harris. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A.
Earl, Mr. January 6th, Donald Trump, who didn't care if his vice president was killed, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, they don't believe in a democracy. They believe in an authoritarian dictatorship. A union is a democracy in the workplace. Strength in numbers. I was watching MSNBC from a union hall a couple of weeks ago, and a kid stood up and said he was voting for Donald Trump because of the border immigration bill. And second, if you're worried about immigrants coming in and taking your jobs, then you better secure yourself by being in a union because you have strength in numbers. Don't compare Harris and Walz to the Almighty. Compare them to the alternative, being Trump and Vance, who only want to kill unions and kill every department and kill our democracy.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Look, don't fool yourself. You're in a union. You're fortunate. You are very, very fortunate. If you're in a private union, you only make up 7% of the population. You're blessed. And if you turn around then and vote for somebody who works towards destroying what you are part of, I can't figure it out. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Matt Nair on air. Greg Bach, Jane Matt Nair. Get out and enjoy the wonderful weather. Tomorrow, we've got another great show. See you later.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin's These Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.